Stress has a major factor to trigger depression within Zimbabwe, and we live in a very stressful environment. With that, there is, you know, further breakdown of social networks of support and traditional coping mechanisms and body systems, because everybody's caught up in the hustle and the bustle. And as such, you'll find that many people experience despair and hopelessness and have no options to address the solution of life, and they can't see their way through the myriad of the day-to-day problems, and that leads to depression. And with it, depression also becomes a major driver towards suicide.
What are some of the symptoms for depression and stress, and also what are the warning signs that someone may be contemplating committing suicide?
You know, consistently negative projection, speaking out negatively. You may be looking at the same situation for someone else. It's half full, and the person who is depressed will see it as half empty. And persistently negative social withdrawal, where they were more outgoing family events, they tend to withdraw from those events. Coupled with that will also be some physical symptoms where someone now doesn't have any care for their personal upkeep. You often find somebody unable to dress appropriately for events and look, you know, clean and presentable. Those are some of the early signs of stress and depression.
And should one suspect that their relative or friends are suffering from depression or stress or are contemplating committing suicide, what action should they take?
Get professional help, approach any of the network of doctors which are there in the country. If it's difficult to get to a doctor, get to the nearest health center and explain. As I say this, I then wonder about the preparedness of our public health institutions to address mental health issues.
On that issue, is the public health system in Zimbabwe prepared? Research issue, we look state of the economy and other issues.
The private healthcare is advancing, you know, in slow steps but progressively. And the public health is actually retrogressing, if anything. And of course, that then puts a burden of unmet need. An increasing number of people who will be unable to find a suitable facility, to find a suitable professional to get support from, and hence, as you rightly say, the increase in suicide cases.
What would you say are the major causes of depression, stress, and eventual suicides in some cases?
It has to do with the perception of the ability of an individual to solve the day-to-day issues and challenges of everyday life. And when a person feels that they are unable to find solutions for everyday life, then that becomes a compounding factor towards depression and towards stress.
And we've seen a lot of people also turning to traditional and spiritual help when they do face such issues. What's your advice regarding that?
My advice is that as professionals who are in the field, we need to maybe reach out to those who are in the religious sector and who are in the traditional sector in order to equip them so that they have the right messages to give. I find that sometimes within those sectors, the religious sector and the traditional sectors, people do get taken advantage of and no real solutions come out without marrying the two, the science and the religion, or the science and the tradition. I think that, you know, that's clearly a gap in how we're implementing mental health issues.